Good morning. My name is Bill Rutledge. I'm with Connected Events. We help to manage this event. I just wanted to make a couple of housekeeping announcements, and then we'll get into things. I know people are still coming into the room and sitting down. Just generally, the presentations from this conference will be on the conference website. We're going to be uploading them during the event, so check at some point this afternoon on the conference website, and you'll see a link there to the page with all the presentations, and there's login information on page 5 in your printed show guide. We have Wi-Fi available in the room. There is login information there on page 5 as well. We have parking validation available. Stop by the registration desk if you need a ticket for that. We have a break today at 10:30 and then lunch at noon. Lunch and breaks will be served in the exhibit area, which is just across the hall. Please join us there. We have a lot of seating scattered throughout the building here. We have seating across the hall in Randolph, and we have a couple of spare rooms down this way. And also, if it clears up a little, there's some nice seating outside. It's supposed to be in the 70s today, so you might enjoy that. But if you need help finding a seat, just check with any of the staff, and we'll help you find a seat for lunch. It is kind of scattered around. There is a meeting taking today of the Cryptographic Module User Forum. That's going to be in Plaza 1, which is one-third of this room here. We're going to pull these walls right after the first session. So Plaza 1 will be the meeting of the Cryptographic Module User Forum. We changed that. The information in your program is incorrect, so don't go to the room that's in the printed program. Go to Plaza 1, which is right here. And everybody is welcome to join that meeting. That's open to the public. This evening, we're going to have a reception in the exhibit area right across the way at 5 o'clock. Please join us there. We'll have drinks and hors d'oeuvres. There's a couple typos in the printed agenda, just a couple. I'm not going to point them out, but the signs in front of each room are correct. So if you have any doubt about which session is taking place, check the sign outside the rooms. Those are completely correct. And the website is completely correct as well. And just a word on our growth. We have 210 registrants this year. We have 18 sponsors. That's great growth over the first year when we had 167 attendees and 10 sponsors. So we're moving in the right direction. This event, if you don't know, was started by a group of labs, and it's now a standalone event, so it's doing very well. We're going to be next year in Ottawa, and we're going to be in May, so we're moving back a couple months, and we're moving to Canada for the year. We'd like to get your feedback on how to help grow the event. There's some new things taking place this year. We'd like to have new things taking place next year. There'll be a survey emailed to you on the last day. We need your feedback. We want to know what we should be adding, because we do want to move forward and grow the event. So without further ado, I want to get things started. Matt?
Sorry, just real quick, the CMUF meeting.
Yes.
Over lunch, we'd like to give people a chance to get some lunch. So
yes.
Can we start that at 1 o'clock, not 12:30?
That's correct, yeah. You'll have time to grab your lunch and go into Plaza 1 over here, so don't worry about starving during lunch. Grab your food, and the meeting will take place in Plaza 1. So anyway, I'd like to introduce one of the founding members, organizations of this meeting, ATSEC, and Yi Mao, who is the lab director with ATSEC, will get things underway. Please welcome Yi.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the third International Cryptographic Module Conference. This conference, we have over 200 attendees from 18 countries around the globe, representing over 100 companies. And look around you, you will find some very familiar faces or not so familiar faces from the CMVP, the labs, the vendors, and the users. say hello to your neighbors, and you may discover that they are industry leaders, government decision makers, academic researchers, and enthusiastic end users. That was what ESSEC envisioned when we initiated the first ICMC in 2013. In the past 2 years, this conference has evolved into an important event with growing number of supports where standards, technologies, and processes are discussed. Now, as Bill mentioned, that this conference belongs to the community that designs, develops, implements, supports, tests, and uses the cryptography modules. Yesterday, we preheated this conference with 5 workshops. Today, we will open the conference with 3 exciting keynote presentations, followed by 4 tracks covering certification program, general technology, advanced technologies, and end-user experiences. The presentation topics range over from challenging technical issues in designing cutting-edge cryptography modules for commercial use to testing experiences, guidance on physical security, key management, algorithm implementations, side channel attacks, you name it, to the current and the future standard and validation program. There are conference showcase exhibition will open after this plenary section. Please take your time to visit the booths during the breaks and the lunches. There will be also a reception in the exhibit area by the end of the day today. So that is a good opportunity to networking the people in the same community. Last but not least, I want to mention that behind this very rich conference program, there's a group of hardworking people to turn our wishes into this wonderful reality. Our special thanks goes to Bill Rutledge, Nikki Principi, and everyone at Connected Events. We also we want to thank Aaron Connor with EWA. Aaron, raise your hand here, Aaron, and Nathia, Richard Magudu with Signalcom. Nathia, thank you. Ryan Hill from ESSEC, who unfortunately cannot attend this conference. Mark Street from Good Technologies. I would also like to thank the conference advisory committee, moderators, speakers, panelists, sponsors, and exhibitors. Thank you for your contribution to the success of this conference. This hotel is conveniently located right next to a metro station. So besides getting engaged into the heated debate of the cryptography, I wish you will find some time to explore the capital of the United States and enjoy your stay in the Washington, D.C. area. With that, I would now introduce you our first keynote speaker, Phil Zimmern. Mr. Zimmern is a co-founder of Silent Circle, and he is well known for his creation of the PGP, the first widely available program implementing public key cryptography. In spite of many obstacles, PGP has become the most widely used encryption software in the world. He has received numerous technical and humanitarian awards for his pioneering work in cryptography. He will talk about the current issues in cryptography. Let's give a round of applause to Mr. Zimmer.